Heading, Music and Evangelism. Subheading, To Impress Spiritual Truth. Song is one of the most effective means of impressing spiritual truth upon the heart. Often by the words of sacred song, the springs of penitence and faith have been unsealed. Review and Herald, June 6, 1912. Subheading, Musical Instruments. Let the talent of singing be brought into the work. The use of musical instruments is not at all objectionable. These were used in religious services in ancient times. The worshippers praise God upon the harp and cymbal, and music should have its place in our services. It will add to the interest. Letter 132, 1898. Subheading, Song Service, Not a Concert. The presentation before me was that if Elder Blank would heed the counsel of his brethren and would not rush on in the way he does in making a great effort to secure large congregations, he would have more influence for good, and his work would have a more telling effect. He should cut off from his meetings everything that has a semblance of theatrical display, for such outward appearances give no strength to the message that he bears. When the Lord can cooperate with him, his work will not need to be done in so expensive a manner. He will not need then to go to so much expense in advertising his meetings. He will not place so much dependence on the musical program. This part of his services is conducted more after the order of a concert in a theater than a song service in a religious meeting. Letter 49, 1902. Subheading, Longing for the Word. The hearts of many in the world, as well as many church members, are hungering for the bread of life and thirsting for the waters of salvation. They are interested in the service of song, but they are not longing for that or even prayer. They want to know the Scriptures. What saith the Word of God to me? The Holy Spirit is working on mind and heart, drawing them to the bread of life. They see everything round them changing. Human feelings, human ideas of what constitutes religion change. They come to hear the word just as it reads. Manuscript 11, 1899. Subheading, The Theme of Every Song. The science of salvation is to be the burden of every sermon, the theme of every song. Let it be poured forth in every supplication. Manuscript 107, 1898. Subheading, Avoid Emotionalism. Still others go to the opposite extreme, making religious emotions prominent, and on special occasions manifest intense zeal. Their religion seems to be more of the nature of a stimulus rather than an abiding faith in Christ. True ministers know the value of the inward workings of the Holy Spirit upon human hearts. They are content with simplicity in religious services. Instead of making much of the popular singing, they give their principal attention to the study of the Word and render praise to God from the heart. Above the outward adorning, they regard the inward adorning, the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit. In their mouths is found no guile. Manuscript 21, 1891. Subheading, Ministry of Song in Homes. Students, go out into the highways and the hedges. Endeavor to reach the higher as well as the lower classes. Enter the homes of the rich and the poor, and as you have opportunity, ask, would you be pleased to have us sing? We should be glad to hold a song service with you. Then as hearts are softened, the way may open for you to offer a few words of prayer for the blessing of God. Not many will refuse. Review and Herald, August 27, 1903. Subheading, In House-to-House Ministry. Learn to sing the simplest of songs. These will help you in house-to-house labor, and hearts will be touched by the influence of the Holy Spirit. We learn from the Word that there is joy among the angels over one repentant sinner, and that the Lord Himself rejoices over His church with singing. Review and Herald, November 11, 1902. Subheading, Calling for Decisions in Song. In my dreams last night, I was speaking to a company of young men. I asked them to sing Almost Persuaded. Some present were deeply moved. I knew that they were almost persuaded, but that if they did not make decided efforts to return to Christ, the conviction of their sinfulness would leave them. You made some confessions, and I asked you, will you not from this time stand on the Lord's side? If you will receive Jesus, he will receive you. Letter 137, 1904. Subheading, Experience with Song Service on the Cars. On Sabbath, we had a song service. Brother Lawrence, who was a musician, led the singing. All the passengers in the car seemed to enjoy the service greatly, many of them joining in the singing. On Sunday, we had another song service, after which Elder Corliss gave a short talk, taking as his text the words, Behold what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. The passengers listened attentively and seemed to enjoy what was said. On Monday, we had more singing, and we all seemed to be drawn closer together. Letter 135, 1905. Subheading, Music in the New Earth. Those who, regardless of all else, place themselves in God's hands to be and do all that he would have them, will see the King in his beauty. They will behold his matchless charms, and touching their golden harps, they will fill all heaven with rich music and with songs to the Lamb. I am glad to hear the musical instruments that you have here. God wants us to have them. He wants us to praise him with heart and soul and voice and magnifying his name before the world. Review and Herald, June 15, 1905.